Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, welcome everyone to episode 116, People-Pleasing, Panic Attacks, and Authenticity, Recognizing the Misalignment. We'll explore the fascinating connection between people-pleasing, panic attacks, slash anxiety, and the importance of authenticity. Have you ever found yourself constantly seeking the approval of others, putting their needs above your own, and neglecting your own desires and goals? Yeah, this tendency, known as people-pleasing, can have profound effects on our well-being and hinder our ability to achieve our true potential. So in this episode, we're going to dive into the world of people-pleasing and uncover the hidden consequences that come with it. We'll explore how people-pleasing can lead to misalignment, causing anxiety, stress, and even panic attacks. But fear not, because we'll also discuss the empowering path towards authenticity, self-empowerment, and saying yes to yourself. By understanding the signs that our bodies give us when we're misaligned, we can start to reclaim our power and make choices that align with our true selves. We'll learn how recognizing and heeding these signals can not only alleviate anxiety, but also propel us towards our goals and dreams. So if you're tired of living in the shadow of people-pleasing and yearn to embrace your authentic self, well, this episode's for you. It's time to let go of the masks we wear and step into the vibrant, confident, and empowered individuals we were meant to be. I'm going to take this opportunity to mention that I'm holding a VIP transformational experience on empowerment and saying yes to yourself on July 22nd, with a follow-up integration on July 23rd. Space will be limited for this program. If you're interested in details, please send me an email and we can discuss. The email link will be in show notes. So let's jump in and discover how misalignment, panic attacks, and authenticity are all interconnected and how you can start saying yes to yourself to unlock your true potential. First, a quick sponsor break. So here we go. Understanding people-pleasing and its consequences. People-pleasing, which is the tendency to prioritize others' needs and approval over your own, may seem like a pretty noble trait, but it comes with its own set of consequences. When we consistently put others before ourselves, we inadvertently suppress our authentic self-expression, neglect our personal needs and goals, and create an imbalance in our lives. So by constantly seeking external validation and approval, we become disconnected from our own desires and aspirations. We may find ourselves agreeing to things we don't genuinely want to do, saying yes when we really mean no, and sacrificing our own happiness for the sake of pleasing others. The impact of people-pleasing goes beyond just compromising our own well-being. It can lead to chronic stress, anxiety, and overwhelm as we try to keep up with the demands and expectations of others. This prolonged state of imbalance takes a toll on our mental and physical health, affecting our overall quality of life. Moreover, when we consistently prioritize others over ourselves, we actually inadvertently send a message to the world, to the universe, that our own needs and desires are less important. This perpetuates a cycle of diminishing self-worth and hinders our ability to achieve our goals and dreams. So recognizing the consequences of people-pleasing is the very first step towards breaking free from its grip. It's essential to understand that our own happiness and fulfillment matter just as much
as anyone else's. By acknowledging the negative effects of people-pleasing, we can begin to reclaim our personal power and realign our lives with our authentic selves. In the next segment, we'll dive deeper into how our bodies give us signals of misalignment when we engage in people-pleasing. We'll explore the physical, emotional, and behavioral clues that indicate our disconnect from our true selves. Stay tuned as we uncover the hidden messages that our bodies send us and learn how to interpret and respond to these signs of misalignment. Okay, so here we are, recognizing the body's signals of misalignment. Our bodies have an incredible ability to communicate with us. There's so much wisdom in there, often providing subtle and not so subtle signals when we are out of alignment with our authentic selves. By learning to listen to these signals, we can gain valuable insights into our emotional and physical well-being. Misalignment caused by people-pleasing often manifests itself in various ways, both internally and externally. Let's explore the different ways in which our bodies indicate that we are veering off course. So there's physical symptoms. Pay attention to the physical sensations you experience. Tension headaches, muscle stiffness, digestive issues, and fatigue are all potential indicators of misalignment. Our bodies bear the burden of our suppressed emotions and unmet needs, and these physical manifestations serve as a reminder that something is amiss. There are emotional signs. Emotions are powerful messengers from within. Feelings of resentment, frustration, and unhappiness may arise when we consistently prioritize others' needs over our own. Notice any emotional shifts or lingering negative emotions, as they often are a sign that we are not living in alignment with our true desires. There are also behavioral cues. Our behavior can absolutely be a reflection of our inner state. Constantly apologizing, avoiding confrontation, or going along with other people's plans despite our own preferences are common behavioral patterns associated with people-pleasing. These actions can keep us stuck in a cycle of self-neglect and prevent us from taking steps towards our own goals. Prolonged misalignment resulting from people-pleasing can lead to heightened anxiety and even panic attacks. Our bodies respond to the chronic stress and suppressed emotions by triggering these intense physical emotions and reactions as a way of demanding our attention and urging us to address the root cause of our disconnect. So perhaps maybe now take a different look at the words anxiety and panic attacks, and it's actually a misalignment. It's your inner soul saying, this doesn't work for me, but you're doing it anyway. So by being attuned to these signals of misalignment, we can start to decipher the messages our bodies are sending us. Recognizing these signs allows us to take proactive steps towards self-empowerment and realignment in our authentic selves. Next, we're going to explore how we can break free from the cycle of people-pleasing and embrace authenticity and discover how self-empowerment and saying yes to ourselves can transform our lives, leading to personal growth and the achievement of our goals. So, overcoming people-pleasing and embracing authenticity. Now that we understand the consequences of people-pleasing and how our bodies signal misalignment, it's time to explore the path to self-empowerment and authenticity. By breaking free from the cycle of people-pleasing, we can reclaim our power and create a life that aligns with our true selves. Here are some practical strategies for embracing authenticity and saying yes to ourselves. Recognize personal boundaries and values. Start by identifying your own boundaries and values. Understand what truly matters to you and where you draw the line in terms of what you're willing to do or tolerate. By establishing clear boundaries, you'll gain a sense of self-respect and protect your own well-being. Prioritize self-care and self-expression. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Listen to your needs and honor them unapologetically. Engage in activities that bring you joy and allow for self-expression, whether it's journaling, painting, dancing, or any other form of creative expression that resonates with you. You're going to want to build assertiveness and set healthy boundaries. Practice assertiveness in your interactions with others. Learn to express your needs, opinions, and desires in respect, yet firm manner. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for maintaining your autonomy, protecting your energy. Now, seek support. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who encourage your personal growth and authenticity. Seek guidance from trusted friends, mentors, or people who can provide insights and help you navigate the challenges of breaking free from people-pleasing. Next, it's take small steps outside your comfort zone. Embracing authenticity is a journey that often requires stepping outside your comfort zone. Start by taking small, manageable steps towards asserting yourself and saying yes to your own desires. Each step will build your confidence and reinforce your ability to prioritize yourself. Embracing authenticity and saying yes to yourself has extreme transformative power. By honoring your true self, you'll experience increased self-confidence, improved self-esteem, and a deeper sense of fulfillment. You'll gain clarity on your goals and dreams, and as you align your actions with your authentic desires, you'll find yourself making progress towards achieving them. Remember, the journey towards authenticity is unique to each individual. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Celebrate every step you take towards reclaiming your power and living authentically. Rejoice in even listening to this today as part of your progress. So as I wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on your own patterns of people-pleasing and misalignment. Take the first step by acknowledging the importance of authenticity in your life. Say yes to yourself, honor your needs and desires, and watch as you unlock the doors to personal growth, fulfillment, and the realization of your true potential. If you have absolutely no idea how to do that or you want help, and you're interested in the VIP transformational experience on the topic of saying yes to yourself that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, please contact me. And if you're looking for one-on-one work, you can always book a Heal Your Story strategy session to discuss your options. I am sending so much love to you and a big, big hug. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.